Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, every now and then I'll go down into my wine cellar and I'll fetch up a bottle of Alexander Valley Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon. It's usually like about 10 or 12 years old. I've been keeping it a while.
Right.
It's so good. It always makes me think of you because you're a big champion of this property.
I'm a huge fan of this property. I think that year in and year out, they make some of the best value wines that are coming out of California. The Cabernet Sauvignon has for years been one of my great value selections.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not inexpensive, but for $24, $25, I think it's the best cab value that comes out of California. However, there's a whole lot of other things that they're doing which actually bear merit. They actually have some property that is adjacent to the Russian River, which is known for Burgundian styles. Mm-hmm. So there is a Chardonnay, and it's a pretty good value at $18. It's I tried the 2014, which is richly layered and has a nice creamy texture and citrus and very toasty aromas that come from the fact that it's matured Sirlie. So for $18, I thought that was a pretty good value. The Pinot Noir surprised me. It's actually really, really good.
Yeah, you notice how it's not very often that a good Cabernet maker makes a good Pinot Noir also.
Right. Well, this is on the fleshier style. Uh-huh. I mean, this is not going to be quite as light in structure as a Burgundy, but this reminds me of some of the best Russian River Pinot Noirs I've had.
Cool.
It's terrific.
Cool.
It's $27, so it's not bad. Perfumed plum and red fruit aromas with a pleasing silky texture and just a hint of coffee, which I thought was spectacular.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I liked it. Okay. Big Zinfandel program. Mm-hmm. They have three, and they're designed sort of on a progression. And the first one is called Temptation, the second one is called Sin, and the third one is called Redemption. And they go right up in terms of the quality, no doubt about it.
Was Dante the winemaker?
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. But, I mean, you know, the Temptation Zinfandel, which is a Sonoma County designation, sells for about $15. And if you're looking for a good, everyday, just throw it down the old gullet Zin, that's a really good opportunity right there. When you get into the Sin, which is going to come after Temptation, mm-hmm. Now you're getting a little bit more. The designation here is going to be Alexander Valley as opposed to just Sonoma. This one's going to sell for about $20, so it's still a really good value. And you got a lot more going on here. Deep raspberry cherry with a nice subtle spice. And then we get to the top with Redemption, which certainly makes sense, and about $22. And this is a Dry Creek designation, so it's quite good. And a lot going on here. So that's a nice little Zinfandel program to play
with. Yeah, and Dry Creek is such a beautiful country for Zin. It's just
right.
Amazing.
Now, they've also got a Syrah, which is done with a touch of Viognier, which is going to sell for $18.
Wow.
Great deal. 2013. Liked it a lot. However, the show stealer is and will always continue to be the Cabernet. This is the 2014. Sells for $24. Cab with small amounts of Merlot, Cab Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. So it's a classic blend. Dynamite. Rich, black fruit, cherry, currant, cassis, notes of vanilla, and mocha. I liked it a lot. So that's the program.
And to get a wine with that much character and quality from, say, Napa, how much do you think you'd be spending?
Easily probably $50 to $60.
I think so, too. So this is really a really good deal. And like I say, Hugh, whenever I bring one up, it tastes great.
Yeah, they do really good stuff.
That's Alexander Valley Vineyards. We'll put it all on the website for you. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.